Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Friday's Mega Millions drawing is an estimated $421 million. Visit your favorite Missouri Lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. Deputies in Jefferson County, southwest of St. Louis, arrested an 18-year-old after allegations of a terrorist threat made at an area high school yesterday. They say there was no immediate threat to students at the school. The state auditor and a southwest Missouri County Commission continue to tangle over an investigation. Bill Wise reports.
A lawyer for the Greene County Commission is slamming state auditor Nicole Galloway's renewed call for her office to examine possible wrongdoing. The Springfield News Leader reports attorney Eddie Grime chastised Galloway for using the media to pressure the commission and said her actions stray very far from the code of conduct she's supposed to follow as a supposed neutral auditor. Galloway originally asked to audit the county commission after receiving a whistleblower complaint in December. The commission, specifically presiding Commissioner Bob Certain, is accused of possibly misusing public funds to promote a one-half-cent sales tax ballot measure. The commission has repeatedly rejected Galloway's request to perform an audit, instead choosing to rely on a state ethics commission investigation of its activities. But the ethics commission is currently non-functional after three term-limited members vacated their positions and were not replaced by Governor Greitens. According to the News Leader, Grime says Galloway is making an assumption that the ethics commission still has to take a vote on the Greene County investigation when a decision may have already been made.
A state lawmaker from southwest Missouri is optimistic that the General Assembly will approve his broadband bill in May. Springfield State Representative Curtis Trent's bill declares the intent of the state legislature to encourage development of fiber optic infrastructure by Missouri's rural electric cooperatives.
I think that, you know, the state has looked at other options to deploy broadband that would require us to spend a lot of taxpayer money and build duplicative infrastructure.
A free nutritional clinic this weekend at a high school in Blue Springs near Kansas City will focus on people living with multiple sclerosis. Two women were arrested last evening after a police pursuit ended in the parking lot of a church in Kansas City. The 20-minute pursuit began after officers determined the people inside the vehicle may have been involved in a disturbance. Webster Groves police near St. Louis have charged a 58-year-old man with two counts of sexual contact with a student by a teacher for an incident that occurred during the 2009-2010 school year. KMOV reports the student involved in the incident came forward this month to the school district, which notified police. Congress has until Friday night to pass a budget to fund the government or risk putting some federal employees in Missouri and elsewhere out of work until the issue is resolved. On the Senate floor, U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says Congress has a lot of priorities to fund, including for education and health.
Programs that touch the lives of so many Americans, like apprenticeship programs, medical research, what we could do to develop a flu vaccine that actually hits the mark.
This is Missouri Net News.